This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Across the country, many of the 71.9 million people who voted for President Donald Trump, especially his loyal, passionate base, are working through turbulent emotions in the wake of his loss. Grief, anger, and shock are among the feelings expressed by supporters who assumed he would score a rock-solid victory. As White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports, the president seems adrift, but planning for the future.
Say he's mused about declaring another White House bid in 2024. Some believe he'll at least openly play with the idea to boost his public relevance. In the meantime, the president's largely stopped taking part in the nation's day-to-day governing, watching even more TV than usual and angrily tweeting about electoral fraud without providing evidence.
U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has announced the choice of his longtime advisor Ron Klain to be his White House chief of staff. Mr. Klain previously served as Biden's vice presidential chief of staff during the administration of President Barack Obama and was the official Obama put in charge of the U.S. response to the Ebola outbreak in 2014. Klain called the new appointment the honor of a lifetime. The anxieties of Britain's ruling conservatives about how Anglo-American relations may unfold under a Joe Biden administration were partly calmed midweek when President-elect Joe Biden chose to phone Prime Minister Boris Johnson ahead of conversations with France's Emmanuel Macron and Germany's Angela Merkel. The two men spoke for around 25 minutes. Meanwhile, economically speaking, Treasury Chief Rishi Sunak says the British economy remains nearly 10% smaller at the end of the third quarter than it was at the end of 2019, despite growing almost 16% from July to September.